AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama speaks to the UN this hour, where moments ago Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for the war in Syria to be referred to the International Criminal Court. He said civilians are bearing the burden of the civil war there.
Innocent Syrians pay the price of more barrel bombs and terrorism. There must be no impunity for atrocious crimes.
President Obama's address will be followed in 45 minutes by President Putin of Russia. Those two men will be face-to-face later today for the first time in nearly a year as they confront rising tensions over Moscow's military engagement in Syria, as well as the stubborn crisis in Ukraine. Pope Francis is saying for the very first time that those bishops who covered up for sexual abusers are guilty themselves of wrongdoing. Francis talked to reporters on the airplane from the U.S. to Rome. Our Nicole Winfield is there, and she says Francis made it clear his remarks of support to U.S. bishops while he was here were not intended to absolve anyone who committed sexual abuse or bishops who covered it up.
Francis said they were guilty. They were guilty of wrongdoing for having mishandled these cases. So very strong words. That followed his meeting with American victims of abuse. During that meeting, Francis promised to hold bishops accountable, and then he went into a meeting with bishops themselves and told them the same thing.
A police officer shot and wounded a suspect shot dead near Interstate 95 in Miami this morning. Authorities had shut down part of the highway, but we don't have any further details. Apple says it sold 13 million iPhone 6S and 6S Plus in the last 3 days since the phone came out. The new phones have more memory and faster processors, along with a new 12-megapixel camera. This is AP Radio News. German prosecutors are investigating former Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn to figure out what role he may have played in the company's emissions rigging scandal. We asked our David Rising in Berlin what exactly prosecutors are looking for.
This is to establish what his role was in the company's emissions rigging scandal. The genesis of this investigation is that after the scandal came to light, people here in Germany filed, as they were allowed, individual criminal complaints against Winterkorn and against Volkswagen in order to ask for an investigation. Volkswagen themselves actually filed one of those complaints asking for prosecutors to look into it.
Here at home, the government's investigating BMW's Mini brand, saying it may have been slow to fix cars that didn't pass crash tests. And we've learned the legendary NASCAR champion Tony Stewart will retire following the 2016 season. He's going to hold a news conference on Wednesday to make the announcement. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.